Thank you so much for tuning in to my good friend Matt Hammett today.
You're listening to the Lead Me.
The Lead Me Lifecast.
Good intentions are not enough. These are the practical and spiritual things.
Who you are at home makes all the difference in the world.
I'm Matt Hammett, and thanks for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Matt Hammett. Thanks for listening today. Last week, you heard the first half of a message that I shared at the very first Lead Me Live Men's Conference in Toledo, Ohio. Before I play the second half of this message on good intentions, I just want to remind you that Lead Me Live Detroit is coming on April 9th to Mount Zion Church in Clarkston, Michigan, right by the Palace of Auburn Hills. If you're anywhere near there, just don't miss it. Don't just come by yourself, bring your friends. This has been an event that's not only been life-changing for me, but for everybody involved. And so come on out and join us on April 9th at Mount Zion in Clarkston, Michigan. You can get your tickets today at leadmelive.com. And I should mention that Jeff Totten, who's the chaplain for the Detroit Tigers, will be joining us that day as a special guest. All right, I'm going to move into the second half of my message on good intentions. If you missed the first half in the last episode, I would highly encourage you to go listen to it so you have some more context for what I'm talking about here today. But I hope these words speak to your heart and encourage you today. This is Good Intentions, part two.
You know, Jesus used parables all the time. He used metaphors. And so, you know, I'm going to use a couple metaphors today in the sessions that I do. And in this first session, I'm using the metaphor of a captain. And, you know, I didn't actually come up with that. Sarah came up with that because she says this. This is my wife said to me, as she defined it later, was basically saying to me, and she says this, a woman longs for a man who is in control, confidently steering his ship, intentional about their relationship, emotionally strong, and mentally present. How can a ship stay on the seas or weather a storm if the captain's distracted or is not at the wheel? Without a good captain, few ships can weather the storm. You know, I didn't know that day what I needed to do to become a better husband and father, to become a better man. To be honest with you, I was like, I kind of felt lost. Even after I wrote the song, Lead Me, I had all these people saying, how has it changed your life? What are you doing? And then they were looking to me and I'm going, man, look, I wrote this song because I need help here. And part of what God was laying on my heart over the past few years is he called me out of Sanctus Real. And then the vision for Lead Me Live started coming to pass was he started telling me, these are the practical and spiritual things that you need to do to become a better father, husband, leader, and friend. And I want you to take guys with you. And so today, everything I say, this isn't me saying, hey, I've got it all together, let me teach you. This is me saying, hey, here's some of what I'm learning. You can probably teach me a lot too, but we're here to do this together. You are a valuable part of a community, guys, that we can learn from each other, mentor one another, help one another, pray and encourage each other. It starts here. If any of you lack wisdom, James 1:8, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach and it will be given to him. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. We can get so double-minded, right? You see the ship, this captain, right? We're supposed to be steering the ship. We're kind of like believing God. We're kind of not believing God. We're kind of leading our wives, kind of not leading our wives, kind of being a good friend, kind of not being a good friend. It's all about me. Forgetting about others, not doing what God's word says for us to do. And so that's why, for us to carry this out, we ask God for wisdom. And then here's how I want to wrap this first little time, this casting this vision. This is the vision for what I feel I want you to build on today. It's not just the good intentions. It's a plan, okay? It takes a plan for a captain to get from point A to point B, for him to know where his crew is, right? Taking care of the things that need to be taken care of, having vision and leadership, even through the stormy seas. It takes a plan to make it through school, to get a job, to keep your job, to start a business, to get married, to stay married, to buy a home, to take a vacation, to save for your future, to win a game, to win a war. It even takes a plan to be buried after you die. Some plans are as simple as keeping a schedule or just showing up to where you need to be. Other plans include intricate details and have heart and soul behind them. Some plans fail, some plans succeed. God has a plan for your life. He also has a plan for your marriage and family. Do you? Do you? Where are you at today? You walk in this place, and God has plans and dreams for your life. He wants to teach you, guide you, and he's calling you to do the same thing for others. Many of us don't feel qualified, but listen, you are called regardless of whether or not you feel qualified. Henry Blackaby said it, it's a famous quote. He said this, he said, God doesn't call the qualified, right? He qualifies the called. I love that quote. You are here, you are called. Whether you're married and you have a family, you need to make a plan to how you're gonna be there for them, what you're gonna do to be the leader that God's called you to be. If you're not married yet or whatever season of life that you're in, even with your friends and relationships, as you grow into God bringing you a new season of relationship, what's the plan for your heart, for your mind, for your spirit? I want you to watch this video and just, I tell you, I put this together about a year ago when I first came up with the idea, you know, that I knew that I needed to do this conference, and the Lord was actually laying on my heart. And I wrote this poem, and you know, I like to speak, I like to sing. I'm not real comfortable doing poems, so I'm not really a spoken word guy. But my wife said, I really think you need to share this with the guys. And after I put it together, I thought, you know what? This really is truly the heart of everything that I want you guys to kind of start this day with. Remember, good intentions are worthless until they become actions based in the reality of what people you love actually need from you. I wanted to be a good leader, husband, father, and friend. But when I heard my family cry, "Lead me," I thought I was, and I wasn't sure what to do next. I always had good intentions, knew what I should do and could be, but I felt stuck on the treadmill of life and work, lost in ideas and dreams. As time went on, through some difficult lessons, I started to clearly see that my good intentions, without any actions, were worthless to everyone but me. My good intentions were seed without soil, with nowhere or way to grow. My good intentions were a car without wheels, with no way of getting down the road. I used to say, never stop dreaming, and maybe that's still a good thing, but there's no point in dreaming if you never start doing, because without doing, nothing can change. So I took the intentions in my head and my heart, started using my hands to build a home, make a mark. I scheduled time to be together, create moments, cultivate laughter, read God's word, teach and learn, pray with each other, become a better listener. Spend quality time, not just talk about it. Face a hard issue instead of skating around it. Raising a family, building a home, creating a safe place to be loved and known. I'm just one little house, but imagine a world where daddies were always there for their girls. They silenced their phones and shut out the noise to focus on wrestling through life with their boys, leading through actions, not just intentions, spiritual servants, emotionally present. Imagine a world where every child felt loved, where women weren't lonely because they felt understood. A world where families stayed together. The fabric of culture grew stronger and better. Less about me, more about us, sacrificially building a home with true love. I'm Matt Hammett. Thanks for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast today. If you heard something that encouraged you, share it with a friend so they can be encouraged as well. Hey, and don't forget to get your tickets for the April 9th Lead Me Live in Detroit at leadmelive.com. You can find me as Matt Hammett on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and find links to previous episodes and live events at matthammettmusic.com.